This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, rejoined by Torch specialist Greg Parks for a discussion of Raw from December 15th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A couple hours removed from talking about Armageddon, so we pick up with Raw. And I think we both agree this was a pretty eventful show. A good show to follow a pay-per-view, and very intriguing. Had a lot of good wrestling on the show, at least, you know, 35 minutes worth of solid action on this show, which is a major step for the brand. But, Greg, what's your overall thought on the show, and what stood out to you specifically after the show ended?
The thing that stood out to me most was the King Kelly situation. Mm-hmm. That's the most intriguing for me, and it's one of those things, one of about a half a dozen that was really established tonight that are really making me interested to see where they go with things. You know, like you said, it was the perfect Raw for a pay-per-view. It addressed stuff that happened last night, but kind of, you know, addressed it in a way to not shove it to the back burner, but to kind of end things as far as that goes and to start new things. Start new feuds, start new, you know, alliances and stuff of that nature. So it was a Raw that was, it certainly wasn't a maintenance Raw. It was a Raw that set things up for the future and set up some potential storylines for down the road, which I'm interested in. You know, sometimes they do that and it's like, you know, they'll set something up and, you know, to get people wondering where it's going, but then, you know, it's full of plot holes or whatever like that, or it's just not interesting. That didn't happen tonight. A lot of this stuff was interesting, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks, actually, now.
I didn't think there was anything filler on this show. I think so often we have matches that are just filler, don't seem to be going anywhere, but even something like the opening Divas match actually played into something. And then, you know, JBL playing Shawn Michaels' promo from last night, that meant something. Ray Snuka actually meant something. Like all the stuff that happened in the show seemed to mean something. I thought that really enhanced the overall feel where you really didn't feel like you could miss a segment. And that's what you want from Raw. You don't want to have filler content. And so often, I mean, you'd have a throwaway Intercontinental title match. You have a throwaway, William Regal squash match. Or a throwaway Divas match. I thought everything on this show meant something. And like I said, took what happened last night and built on it. And I thought it was just a good show to watch. It was intriguing throughout. Definitely a thumbs up. And like I said, I'm intrigued to see where they're going with it.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
You said no filler stuff and everything meant something. What did the Dolph Ziggler match mean?
I knew you were going to bring that up. And my
sorry, I had to.
my thought is that, well, they're doing something with Dolph. I can tell. They're investing TV time in the guy. They believe in him. It's going to go somewhere. I have a good feeling it's going somewhere.
It's an act and it's a character that's going to be nothing but lower mid-card. I don't see it as meaning anything. I don't see it as a gimmick or a guy or a character that's going to get anywhere past mid-card. So, yeah, they're giving him TV time, but, you know, they're going to give TV time to Kazarni, too. That doesn't mean it's going to mean anything, you know? So I thought that was, it was the quarter hour, you know, the 10:20, 10:30, Eastern, sorry. The quarter hour where, you know, they kind of throw stuff in there. You know, that was the traditional dumping ground for the women's matches for so long. And it was the quarter hour that's usually the lowest. So I certainly thought that was just something that seemed filler to me.
Yeah, I have a better feeling about Dolph than I do with the women's division. But I know what you're saying. I mean, they throw him out there in a spot where you're not really expected to succeed. You're not expecting him to, you know, pop a quarter hour rating. He's just put him on TV, see if there's something they can find in him to market. I mean, I'm sure they could find maybe have an illegitimate father who was a wrestler in like some independent promotion back in the 70s and then he can join the Legends or whatever, Legacy. I don't know. Find somebody to get involved. I think it would kind of fit in with Orton and Cody and Manu.
That would be terrible.
You're not buying? Not buying what I'm selling?
That's a terrible idea. He would have to completely overhaul his look and his gimmick and everything to do that.
But can't you just imagine the TV with him introducing himself to Randy Orton over and over? I mean, can't you just... not buying that.
I think the best idea is to play off the, where he introduces himself all the time, to have him have some sort of short-term amnesia, where like he'll like you know, attack a wrestler one week, and then next week he'll be like, they'll be just going up to him talking like they're buddies, and the guy's like, hey man, what'd you beat me up for last week? And like, he's like, what? Aren't we buds or something like that? And, you know, he'll do, like, the same move 5 times in the match because he can't remember he did it earlier or something like that. And yeah, that's why he keeps introducing himself to people, because he can't remember he did it earlier. So I think that would be kind of a fun gimmick. But, I mean,
that,
you
I
know,
mean,
it,
yeah, that would follow the it would follow the handicap gimmicks of Matt Morgan with a stuttering and what's his face? Festus with the
Eugene, are you thinking of?
Eugene, yeah, Eugene, Festus. You know, name your handicap impairment and there you go. He's got amnesia.
Well,
that's his gimmick.
Well, it's low IQ
yeah.
comedy. I mean, it's comedy anyone can get, and it's, you know, you don't have to put a lot of thought into it, so I mean, they just push it out there and whatever, but anyways, I don't think the gimmick as his current incarnation is going to do him any favors as far as working up the card. I mean, he's got to have something with a little meat to it to be anything.
Gotcha, yeah. We officially spent too much time discussing Dolph.
I think so. I agree.